Yeah, yeah. What's up? What's up? We here now. And we don't do rapper things. It's not for us.
Yeah. That's so political.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to make it right. Okay, well, they were wrong. I'm driving through my city singing out my favorite songs. Yeah. Big Willie style, Cream. Everything was just a dream. Yeah. These were my role models and everyone I try to be. But me, I got it, tried it, I hate it, I do. And every time I try to act like dumb, I wasn't cool. What? I'm saying things that wasn't true. I'm just trying to fit and throwing a piece out with my crew like Biggie in 97. I look like Tupac in that band back in 97. Scared like I know what happens when I go down this direction.
Man, it feels like I feel uncomfortable with this mic in my hand. It's been so long. Man, it's your boy Kingpin, Big Drake, Made Men Radio Show. Big Drake, what's up with you, boy?
Hey, man. I don't know how to feel. I don't know what to say. It's like I'm a born again virgin.
I don't know what to do with your situation.
You know, but I know I'm happy. I can tell you it feels good. I can say that, but I don't know. It's like I'm walking down the street. All of a sudden, a reporter put up a mic in my face and said, "Go!" I don't know what to talk about.
What do I start? Where do I go? I miss so much. What are they talking? I'll tell you this, listeners. I don't have recorded, documented evidence, but I have taped at least 20 shows in my head since we've been off the air.
Yeah. I mean, we've been off the air.
My part and your part.
We've been off the air so long. I think Jesus has returned.
Are we in heaven? I don't know. I mean, things have happened.
It's been a grip, bro.
It's been a grip, man. I think I may have picked up. Unfortunately, I probably picked up 5 or 6 of the pounds I lost since we've been gone.
That's okay. Things happen. That's part of life.
Life happens.
But we don't see it through.
We coming to the end. The good Lord will see us at the end. At the end.
Yes. Yes.
Big Drake, man, go on. Hey, I'm going to let you go, Star. One thing I know has been going down. I got a chance to catch the East Alabama Predators while we was off the air. And watch old Skull Drug. Them boys from Hunts Vegas, boy. Man, Big Drake, tell the listeners about these Predators, boy.
Well, first of all, I really do, from the bottom of my heart, want to thank Kingpin and all of my friends that have come out. I'm not playing. I'm coaching.
Yeah.
My wife and I counted. I think the time that you came and listened to Kingpin, this is a real true friendship. And I'm going to share a little something at the end if I can remember. But this is what real true friendship is about. Kingpin didn't let me know he was coming. He didn't say, hey, I might come and let my hopes get all up and did not show up. All of a sudden, I'm over there in the corner talking to the head coach, trying to get our game plan ready, and I see a vehicle go by. Now, the vehicle I see is a Ford Flex. That's that little short, boxy minivan, not a minivan type vehicle. And I'm like, that looks familiar, because not many people drive a Ford Flex.
That's right.
And I'm like, okay. And I see 5 minutes sitting on the front. Okay, there's not that many people that drive a Ford Flex. There's not too many vehicles that have the Ford Flex with the 5-bit of Sigma in them. And there's not too many black people that drive one that's also robust. So, I'm like, who's that robust gentleman driving that Ford Flex with 5-bit of Sigma tag on? He looks like Friend. Could it be Friend? My friend.
You should see the look on your face, like, dude, what are you?
Dude, it was a total shock, and I appreciate it. I mean, it really was a total shock, and that's what friendship is about. Supporting your peers, helping out when you can. And Eric and I counted that day me alone had 20 people at the game.
Oh, just yeah, dog.
Friends and buddies. And I'm not playing.
Your core
it really made me feel good. I really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart.
As deep as we was, I know people's like, who you out here to say? Oh, my homeboy coach. Yeah, he was trying that.
Yeah, and we have had an outstanding start. Just get to the punch. The Predators are 3-0 right now.
3-0.
Each game, we've gotten better. The first game, we should have blown them out. We still came back with the win. You know, the defense has played pretty solid all year. Total, the defense, not including special teams, because that first game, we had some special teams blunder. Mm-hmm. We have given up a total of 6 points, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Because the first touchdown, maybe seven, I guess they, I got the extra point. So, I don't know if they went for two and got on. We're not giving up eight. Maybe they went for two. Because I know they missed the first extra point, and then they went for two. That's how they ended up with 14. So maybe we've given up a total of 8 points in three games. Mm-hmm. The other points have come off special teams. So, in saying that, the first game, we won 18-14. Which you look at the score, you're like 18-14, you only won by 4 points. I mean, we dominated the whole game. They got a punt return because, you know, it's the first game of the season. Guys are not in game shape like they think they are. They want to get out, so they didn't confer with the coach. Hey, coach, I need a break. Can you get somebody? And we picked the best person to put in. They just said, hey, bro, you ain't playing all game. You want to play? I'm fine.
And, can well, get me out?
There's a reason why he hadn't played all game, so you know what I mean? Let us find out who needs to go in for you. Don't pick this dude here. Well, that's what happened, and they had like three or four guys that, let alone hadn't played in a game yet, now they're on special teams, and old buddy took it to the house on us. So,
no care.
That's not on my defense. That's on them. Well, we came out with a win. My star defensive tackle, his name is Vander Hemmings. Dude's a beast. He's a beast. He's averaged a couple sacks a game. So the first game, I think he might have had two sacks. Like I said, we won 14-18. The second game is the game that you came to. He won 4-0. He might have had two or three sacks.
Yep.
This past Saturday, we won 55-2, and my boy had five sacks.
Ooh.
Alone. He had five sacks alone. My defensive line last week, total, we achieved 11 sacks total last week.
Man, y'all ought to stop playing Madden on them boys, bro. Y'all need to put on all pro or Madden, man. Stop playing that thing on easy, bro. Y'all,
on rookie. We got it on rookie.
Y'all got it on rookie. Stone running up the score.
So, and people, I can't speak for other organizations, but if you a listener and you so happen to be in the area where the East Alabamas will be playing, we play away. We play in Atlanta this week. We play the Georgia Predators. We have a game in Huntsville. We have a game in Pensacola, Florida. So if you, of course, we play here locally in Oklahoma, Alabama. If you are nearby, I guarantee you it's going to be good quality football. It's not going to be no foolishness. It's straight up real men, 11-on-11. Not no arena crap. It's straight up real football. We got some tremendous athletes on our team.
They do. You do, man. I mean, I was thoroughly impressed. Like I say, just went on comp on the other side. Them boys just got straight blasted. And took their heart out the first quarter. I mean, it was 30 to nothing the first quarter. Heart was gone. Everybody else is just ready to finish and get the check. Like, all right, this is a wrap right here. They got blowed off the field. But I said to some of the people around me, I said, you know, I've never seen this other team play, but I don't think they're as bad as they look right now. But some of the things I noticed, you know, in the first quarter there, when they was getting blowed out, got blowed out 30-0, you told me later that they had the center missing. But what I noticed immediately is the first quarter, they had a midget playing quarterback. bro. You
when your
quarterback is 4.5, that's gonna be trouble. You know.
Yeah.
I seen him walk up and headbutt the center on the butt to tell him to snap the ball, bro. You can't do nothing when you have to do that. When you headbutt somebody in the crack of their behind and you standing upright, that's probably a recipe for disaster. So once they put the kid on the side and put the adult in the game, then at least they start was able to receive the snaps. You know, the game didn't get no better, but they at least was able to receive a snap.
And they were undefeated. Well, I mean,
yeah,
it was both of our second games. So undefeated don't mean nothing. I mean, they only played one game up until they played up. But they beat a decent team to begin the season with. So they must have played
some rec race. They had played something else because I actually looked up the website before I came to the game, and their website had them 4-0 and ranked number 14 or 6 or something like that.
They were. They should have been like number 20 in the league or something.
Okay.
And you know, you think 20, but I mean, there's 40 teams in the league. So 20, if you rank 20, that's not that bad.
Okay. Well, I thought, like I said, I thought I had seen that they was 4-0 because I was like, well, Drake and them only played one game. Why they done played four? But I just assumed that they may have just played some other teams.
Yeah. That might have been something from the previous year, because the previous year they were pretty good.
Okay.
The first team that we played the last year, they went to the championship.
Okay.
And they ended up losing.
Okay.
So even though they went to the championship, the first team, they lost some players, and I'm a little nervous about when we go down to their home to play them, because away games, what I've noticed in this league here is, you know, it's hard to get guys away games. You know, everybody want to play at home. Now, I will say, our team was our first away game last week, and we had everybody minus two players.
Okay.
Three players. We had minus three players, and one of those players was injured, had the choice to come and stay home, and they chose us to stay home and rest. They didn't want to activate it at all. Okay. Just about standing up on it all, you know, all day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, so really only two players didn't come, which was outstanding. So when we go there, I'm a little nervous because, you know, they're going to, and then plus when we played that team, the Florida team, they had the tornadoes come through their town.
Okay.
A week or 2 weeks before, or so, and you know, we were talking to the coach and said, well, we had a couple guys that, you know, got affected by the tornado, so they were trying to deal with that. So I'm confident in our team and our abilities, right. But you know, if you see something different and something new, you just have to learn to adjust to it.
That's right. So you guys, because everybody kind of provides their own transportation, right? Y'all don't have any group transportation?
Yeah, we have a bus, and that's the ideal travel, but because this first year nobody's getting paid, you still have to pay to get on the bus.
Yeah.
So it's $20 to get on the bus.
Okay.
Which, you know, it's going to cost more than $20 for you to drive to and from.
That's right.
If you were driving your personal car.
That's right.
So it's not, you know, it's $20, but, you know, some of these are still kids. They either fresh out of college, so trying to, you know, still kind of make it, but trying to do some work, so they still have rent and things to deal with. And you got some guys that are trying to go to college who kind of high schoolers, so they really don't have money. So some at times $20 can be a lot for them. But as you saw, the team, the Huntsville team, they chose not to get a bus.
Yeah,
and everybody had to drive separately.
Yeah.
And you saw how that was.
Yeah, I was saying at halftime they had to go leave to move their car so they wouldn't get towed.
Yeah, and you literally had, and that's what happened a lot in the first quarter with the snaps. Their starting center wasn't there. So you had the midget behind you. Yeah, you had the midget, but then you didn't have your starting center, so it kind of made things jumble. And then you got my goblins coming after you. You know, my goblins are something serious.
Yeah, bro, them boys was the two white boys, the brothers, I call them Animal and Hulk. I don't know what they call themselves, but they like the Road Warriors to me.
Oh, yeah, the Smith Brothers.
No, that Animal and Hawk from old WCW, WWF, baby. Bro, yeah. Animal and Hawk, I want him piss tested.
And listen, the older brother is 6'5", 6'6", 330. Big dude.
Yep.
The younger brother is 6'7", 6'8", 260.
It was nasty. That I think it was a fumble or interception because you got him on the offensive line. It was an interception, yeah. So old buddy was gonna run it back, and I'm sure he looked up and see these offensive linemen. I'm gonna make this move, bruh. The younger brother, the 6'7" dude, I seen him take three other players and sandwich them together with the ball carrier and take them to the ground. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, he literally did that. Like, that's not an analogy. That's exactly what he did.
Yeah, no, that would have made top 10 ESPN had we been videotaping.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Every time he... And we blew this other team out so bad that I ended up putting him at DN for a couple snaps.
His
first play at DN, he got a sack.
I was going to say, that's what I wanted to see. After that play, I was like, why is he not on Big Drake's line? and I suspect it was just because you got to have some bodies on offense as well.
Correct. Yeah, the offensive line is our weakest point. Yep. So, but when he hit somebody, because one time we had a fumble and – The guy was literally 40 yards ahead, and Matt Smith, his name is Matt, the 6'7 cat. I mean, you just thought this dude just did something to his mama, was running away. And Matt just ran him down and dove on him like Superman. And when he hits somebody, it's not like he's just tackling them to get on the ground.
No.
He's like literally trying to break something in them when he tackles them. It's kind of violent. I mean, of course it's violent. It's football. But to see him actually, the way he does it, he goes about it, it's like, oh, my goodness.
He reminds you of the white dude off the program.
Yeah.
That's who he plays like. When old buddy used to get juiced up, and when he hit that field, that's who you see right there is old buddy off the program. That dude is vicious, dog. So, man, I had a great time, man. And like I say, I think that, you know, that team plays with a sense of purpose. They play with a sense of pride that, it's semi-pro. No, I'm not getting paid. But regardless, I'm coming out here to perform 100. 100%, I'm landing all on the field. And to me, I just think that has to be attributed to what I'm sure they see from their coaches and how you guys approach this. Because, again, just like them, y'all volunteering. This is some extra in addition to have a job, in addition to a family and all that stuff. But I'm sure that they see you guys' level of devotion and pursuit of perfection, and that is emulated in their performance on the field, man. So it was a joy to watch because, again, I didn't know what to expect. Again, I know how you are. I know what you do, and I know your quality. And when I seen what I saw, I was like, okay, this is what I should have expected anyway. Because them boys, they played man with that. It was impressive, man. I would love to be able to catch some more games. I'm going to have to look the schedule over and see when I can sneak down and catch another game, man.
We'd love to have you. It would be awesome if you know, you or I, we lived in the same city, the same vicinity, and
could do something like this.
Yeah, because you know, to get to the business side of things, I've vented my struggles on the air before about, you know, the old head coach, and, you know, we needed a new head coach, which the new head coach has been fabulous, but there are some things that still can be done that can really get this thing, you know, really off the charts, because this area, and you saw how many people were there the last game, and... You know, it stormed right before the game.
Right.
So that kind of messed up our attendance.
Yeah, and it was still packed.
It was still packed. Yeah. That first game, dude, it was amazing. And this, you know, we're the South. It's in the city of Auburn and Opa-locka, where we have a college football team. This is just a football city. This is a football town. This is a football state. And considering it's the Auburn, Alabama area and not Atlanta, where there aren't any other venues and nightclubs to go do, so on a Saturday evening, something fun for the kids and family to come out and watch some good quality football, it's $5.
Yeah,
it's $5. Hot dogs are a dollar.
Yeah.
It's just
in the fourth quarter, it was two for a dollar.
Oh, wow. Watch that. Why you bring me one? Why we was playing that team? You should have brought the ball out.
I heard him say two for a dollar. I'll wait for them to drop to a quarter. I'm gonna buy a box of them if they drop to a quarter.
And, you know, our owner does a good job, but, you know, he doesn't have that mindset to take it above and beyond, if you know what I mean.
It's still something to do for him. He takes some pride in it. You know, I'm sure he probably has pride on there. But it's not that, oh, this is an opportunity type thing.
Yeah, he can really make this thing really special. Yeah. Because in our league, there's a team called the Wichita Falls Nighthawks.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this is a business. And they have their own stadium. They have their own mascot.
Wow.
They have their own, play-by-play news guys and everything. I mean, it's serious. It's what you would think. You would think that guy's preparing himself to one day run a professional team. Yeah. And this, you know, they got a huge following. They got cheered. I mean, it's just amazing what they've done. I mean, with semi-pro team, you know, have their own stadium.
Right.
Yeah, that says enough by itself.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. But we could have that.
That's, you know what, but, and also one thing, Drake, it has to start, one of the things that again, taking that to the next level would be, first and foremost, is having your play-by-play guy suck on a 38.
That dude's horrible.
By 38, I mean a 38 caliber. He need to suck all the bullets out the chamber.
He's bad. And then, you know, see, that's the thing. If you were here, that'd be something you can do because, you know, of course, this guy is doing it for free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, he is just so bad. He's bad.
He reminds me of the worst club DJ in the world. I mean, no, it's really. I mean, he hollered in the mic the entire time. I looked over at Boogie. I was like, is he going to do this all game? She was like, oh, just wait.
Yeah, it's like he has his lips pressed firmly against the microphone and screaming. Like, dude, you ain't got to do all that.
Oh, my God. It's horrible. And then he played a song on every individual possession snap. It didn't matter. He played a track. I said, he must get BB. He began played by the spins. He's like a real radio station. He is getting played by the spins, dog. He going to get his spins in. Like, nah, bro, I'm on 45. I got to hit 50 today. I got to hit 50. But overall, man, it was a great game. Seeing the humidor out, me and the humidor sat there and cut up a little bit.
Yeah.
And like I said, you had the stands packed, man. So.
Yes, it was a good feeling.
Great game.
Go Predators.
Yeah. All right, Big Drake, man. We've been off for so long. It's like, man, where do we start, dude? I'm gonna jump right on in, man. You know, I want to hit a couple of low hanging fruit. We know the NBA playoffs the NBA finals is going on now.
Yeah,
looks like we missed all the playoffs, but we did catch the finals. So we'll recap some of the playoffs, but before we get down into the game of basketball, bro, there was a couple things that occurred. All right, so Richard Sherman this weekend was elected as the new cover man for Madden 2014.
2015?
It's 15. You're right, 2015. I was sitting there counting my head, and now I still got it right.
Yeah.
2015, for the second year in a row, Cam was beat out in the finals for the cover. I, for one, am happy. Cam got beat out.
I'll put another get on there.
Yeah, because I still do believe in the Madden curse. Because up to this point, it has not been disproven by anybody.
Watch. Two things are going to happen this upcoming season. Either Sherman is going to blow his knee out.
Yep.
Or he's just going to have, you know, stat-wise, the worst year he's ever had.
That's right. And he's setting up for the perfect storm. because not only did he get Madden cover, but he also got one of them max deals that you've so famously talked about that destroys careers.
Did he get a TV show?
Did he get a TV show? I'm not sure about TV show. He's the highest paid cornerback in the NFL right now.
Oh,
they made him the highest paid cornerback. So he got that big old deal. Now, you know, you fabulous have said that the career's going down once you get that deal. The hunger ain't there no more. And he got a man cover. But I will say this. One of the exciting things, I will give him a big old blue fight, because it is pretty strong, that we got a member of Phi Beta Sigma for the 100-year, the centennial anniversary. We also have a member of Phi Beta Sigma on the cover of Mad.
Yes.
So I thought that was pretty cool, man. But so big ups to you, to you, Richard. Cam, stop pouting. We good. You don't need that cover, bro. You get a whole lot of stuff. The cover is not one of the things you need.
No, you play for the Carolina Panthers.
That's
and they need you.
That's right.
They need you, so you don't need to be on that cover, bro. Let that go. Let that dream go.
You ain't got to have that, man. Just be in the finals. That means you right there at it. Bro, also, between time, so I got a chance to watch a couple of Jameis Winston videos, and I'm going to say a couple, because one that's of insignificance to me, well, about three, actually. One is of insignificance to me. I don't know if you've seen it, but Jameis mimicked, I seen it week before last, this high school student throwing a pass to himself.
I saw a snippet of it. It's been so long ago, I don't remember if I actually saw it or just saw a snippet of it and moved on or what.
So there was a high school kid that did it, and his was impressive. Because this kid did throw about a 40, 50-yard bomb, but the validity of it is in question because the ball does kind of go off the screen, and it comes back in at an angle and all this other stuff. But nonetheless, after when I first seen it, I said, oh, no, that's fake. After watching two or three times, I started saying, maybe that could be real. The trajectory may be the same. But again, it's impressive as a high school student. Jameis does it. Now, to Jameis, all right, cool, you threw a pass to yourself. But, now again, this is the fat dude talking. He really only threw it about 30 yards. I mean, 25, 30 yards. And he kind of threw it straight up in the air.
Yeah.
It kind
of. I mean, look like he fast, but you know.
Yeah, but it kind of, you know, it still wasn't as impressive to me as the kid doing it, all right? That was video one of Jameis. Video two of Jameis was the video that I've seen the other day of him throwing a pass to his girlfriend, all right? And she goes up and get it one hand. Have you seen that one? You seen that video?
I have not.
Well, I'm going to say this. Jameis has done well for himself. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. So, she is a very attractive young lady. So in that one, like I said, he throw about her. I mean, she line up in the slot. He give her the nod. She take off from the line, run a post in, cross the middle. He throw it a little high. She go up and get it one hand and bring it down. It's quite impressive. It actually was quite impressive.
Well, no, I'm a little worried about that. Now, I love athletic women.
Yes.
You know, my wife is athletic.
Yes.
But I'm a little iffy if my girl running receiver routes and snatch. It just makes me. I don't want to think of my tenderoni as a dude doing dude things.
Yeah, I completely understand that.
So, because you still can have a what the heck is going on here? I'm sorry. I heard a little something in my house. But anyway. But, you know, you can watch female sports. I just like women's basketball. You look at Candace Parker. You know, Lisa Leslie back in the day, beautiful women. They play aggressive, they play hard, but they still play like women.
Yeah, they still got that femininity about them.
And then you got Brandon Griner.
Exactly.
Whatever his name is.
Bobby Griner. Whatever.
Yeah, Bobby, Brian, Brent, Bridges, whatever. I mean, I don't. And I have to see the video. Maybe she did it in a feminine way. But you tell me she go up one hand and snatch that thing. I got pictures of Brandy Grinder in my head.
You have to see this video. It did.
Okay.
When you watched it, it was like, you was like, oh, that's hot.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
You know, it's
okay,
like,
okay.
Oh, I mean, it was like, oh, why, ooh, wow. Should I feel, you know, I mean, it's one of them. Just like,
okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because when she line up, you're like, oh, she cute. And then she take off, like, oh, man, gosh, she got little wheels on. Like, oh, she went, got that thing.
Okay. Well, I'm cool. You know, speaking of football players' girlfriends, right quick, my buddy and I, this was weeks ago. This might have been a month and a half ago. You remember when Cam had his surgery on his ankle?
Yes.
Well, apparently he may have done that here locally or in Birmingham, but anyway, he came back to the Auburn facility. Okay. And it just so happened, my partner and I, we were driving. We had just come from lunch, and I'm like, you know what? Have you ever been to the football complex before? He's like, I said, I'm going to come over and I'm going to introduce you to the people. So, you know, I took him and I introduced him to my former football academic counselor and all that stuff and people in there. And it just so happened Cam Newton was walking up.
Okay.
And he was on crutches. He was getting out like a black expedition. You know, he had a driver and all that. You could tell he was just coming from surgery and all that. And his girlfriend has the widest booty you ever want to see.
Are you serious?
It is, and because she, I'm like,
is it wide as in a bad mate? I mean,
hey, I'm gonna be honest now. You know, this is the Made Men Radio Show.
Made Men Radio Show. Hey, we married, so, we love our wives, all that stuff, but we got to be honest.
Yeah, so we're walking out. We're walking out of the facility, and she is to my left. You know, there's a black expedition. She is to my left, and, you know, looking back on it now, what she was doing, she was helping him get out the car.
Okay.
But it's, I mean, and she, it wasn't like she was right there. She was, it's hard to explain if you don't know how the facility is, but if you're facing the facility, all the way at the end to the left is the academic side for all sports.
Okay.
To the right is strictly the football complex where you go in and you go football, there's a little museum and practice and the locker rooms and all that to the right. But he was kind of parked over there, so when I came out of the academic facility, I mean, it was immediate. I said, dude, look at that girl with that big old booty. That's all I saw. All I saw was her big booty, and it wasn't like it was in front of me. It was a ways away. But it was so voluptuous, it immediately caught my eye.
Like, hey, so, bro, look at that.
Yeah, he like, oh my goodness, look at that old booty. We see, me and my partner, we have this thing, and I'm probably gonna get a divorce after this.
Yeah.
But you know, my wife ain't jealous. She's not a jealous type. But anytime, you know, we see a lovely, robust gluteus maximus, we call them JBs, juicy booty. And my brother, like, that is a juicy booty. So, you know, we ain't trying to stare and golf. We just keep on walking. So we go to our car, and by the time we get to our car, Cam is coming out in on his crutches, and she's kind of pushing. I say crutches, but it's like he has his knee on this. It's like a roller thing.
Oh, it's those like almost like a scooter.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, well, he's kneeled on one knee on it, and I've seen those. Those are fun. I actually kind of would like to be on one, but not for
real. Yes, that's what he's on. So you know how playful he is, and apparently she is too. And she's pushing him, and we kind of come up, and now they're literally right next to us. And she, you know, she's pretty. I mean, she just had, you know, some spandex pants. I don't know what you call them. Some tights and a t-shirt. Of course, he just come out of surgery, so he had like some shorts. Some gym shorts and a t-shirt or whatever. But I tell you what, that dude has leaned up. You know, you see it on TV, but he's really gotten leaning and more tone. And, his girlfriend has a juicy booty.
JB.
It was just, you were talking about Jameis Winston, girl, and I'm just when you quarterback, you know, all that kind of tied in. Quarterback, Heisman Trophy, girlfriend. So I just thought Cam Newton, Heisman Trophy, quarterback, girlfriend, juicy booty.
So I'm wondering, so of course, you know, you're talking, so I had to Google, and I'm wondering if this is still the same chick. This is this young lady's name is Hazel.
I have no clue what her name is. Yeah. I mean, if I saw a picture, I can confirm, but she's, short? She's not. Yeah, she's very short.
Light skin. Looks like she got reddish brown hair.
Yes, I think we're talking about the same girl.
Yeah, did she have? Could you tell about tattoos at all? Looks like this one has a tattoo around her wrist and one around her stomach.
Couldn't see any tattoos.
Okay, well, this young lady, this was posted in May of 2013, so last year, so he could not be still dating. But this young lady, Hazel, used to be or is still or was a stripper at the stadium in D.C. But he was that was his chick. But that would confirm why she probably have a JB.
It's still implanted in my head right now. You know how some people go through traumatic experiences.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be acts of violence or a car accident or something, and it's ingrained in their brain and they can't get it out. I can't get that juicy boo down my head. I mean, I still see it as if it happened yesterday. That's how juicy it was.
So Cam, good job, brother.
Look, yeah.
With all the things going your way, Cam, you don't need the man cover, my man. You don't need the man cover.
Uh-uh. You got a juicy booty girlfriend. You got millions of dollars. You are a pro bowler. You good, man.
Yeah, you good. You good. So when you get a chance, check out James Winston video of him throwing a pass to his chick. Like I said, she don't look dudish when she do it. It's okay. It is definitely
okay. Okay.
All right. So the third video of James Winston I seen was the video surveillance of Mr. James Winston walking out of Publix with these infamous crab legs. Now I must admit, when watching this video, so they show all the different cameras throughout Publix as he walks in the door. They show him going down the aisles. So they flip it from camera to camera, capture him going back to the seafood department. Then they capture him going back out the store and walking back out the store. From the way that this incident occurred, Big Drake, I'm not going to say he was set up to get caught per se, but it was clearly obvious this was not the first time this has occurred. And it was very obvious that he had been told to come pick up those crab legs.
Uh-huh.
Because he walked into the store. You know how Publix are set up.
Yeah.
Seafood's on the back right side at the back of the store.
Uh-huh.
Walked all the way through. They show surveillance him going down the aisle. He walked straight to back to seafood. Have you ever ordered seafood at Publix?
I'm not.
So you go, you place your order, the people get it out of the case in the front, package it up, whatever you get your seasoning or whatever, they do their thing, then they hand you the seafood, you walk back out. Bruh, James walked in, the person behind the counter, the seafood counter, hands him, as he walks up, there are other people in front of the counter that are obviously waiting for their seafood to be prepped and packaged and given to them.
Uh-huh.
He walks up past those people. The person behind in the seafood hands him a package of crab legs. He turns around, walks back out. No waiting, no ordering, no, oh, I want this. Oh, no looking in the correct counter. He comes, picks up a package of crab legs, and walks back out the door.
Uh-huh.
It's not the first time he did this, bro. The first time. And he didn't, he didn't come up and say, oh, let me get this, let me get that, let me get that. And then say, oh, I ain't finna pay for it and just dip out. He came in to get crab legs. He got picked up his crab legs and he walked back out.
Yeah.
So, again, was it dumb? Yes. Brother, you are a Heisman Trophy winner, national championship winning quarterback. You got to be smarter than that.
Get somebody else to pick up your crab legs.
Yeah, get somebody else to pick your crab legs.
That girlfriend you got to run over there and snatch some crab legs out the airplane.
That's right. That's what it should have did.
well, wait. You don't want to get no crabs from the women, so scratch
no,
that.
You're right. Even if she's picking up the seafood.
Yeah.
Not a good look. That will make the tabloids just as fast.
Yeah.
So, like I said, man, I watched that one. I thought, I was like, man, I mean, again, it was dumb on his part, but as I was watching, I was like, this is not the first time. This is a normal occurrence for him.
Now, do you think, I know you said you don't believe that he was set up to get caught, but do you think, cause you know, Publix, you know, I love Publix, they're a little bit more expensive, but there's a reason for that, and I appreciate everything Publix does.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think the manager may have been watching the employee, and in order to possibly catch the employee for kind of giving Jameis this, you know, that they caught him coming out the store and dealt with it that way?
I think probably so. They probably had been tipped off that this was going down or going off or had happened a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they tipped off and watching the employee or tipped off of saying, hey, Jameis been coming here getting stuff and not paying for it, I don't know. Because, again, you are Jameis Winston, dude.
Yes. And unless you know everybody there, okay, that's Jameis Winston. Everybody know Jameis Winston getting these for free or what have you. I mean, I just wouldn't do it because, you know, I'm not even call these people haters. I'm not going to call them haters because I'm a firm believer in what's right and right is what's wrong is wrong. Now, if you want to give him that, that's fine and damn. If you want to give him crab legs, fine. But it can't be no shady stuff where...
It got to be something like, hey, I'll take care of that for you, Jameis. I got that.
Yeah. Because, you know, which is against NCAA rules, but that stuff happens all the time. And with nobody, hell, I didn't play that much. And I had my meals because I was hanging out with Ronnie Brown. Somebody was like, hey, your dinner's been taken care of.
Yeah.
For real? Yeah. Bet. Let's go.
Go. Let me get dessert to go, too.
Let me get that T-bone ribeye to go. I forgot I was still hungry. But that's why I'm not going to call them haters. You might have people like, you know, just because he's this doesn't mean he shouldn't have to pay. So I'm going to blow the whistle.
Right. You got people watching waiting you to slip up, too.
Yeah.
And then you got people that are just inquisitive about you because of who you are.
Yes.
And then when they see something that ain't right, it's like, oh, whoa. Because, again, like you said, you got people that don't care. They can be enamored by you, but they don't care for entitlement.
Yes.
And when they see you do stuff like that, they think you have a sense of entitlement. And that's what rubs people the wrong way.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, I watched it, man. I was just like, you just got to be smarter than that. You just got to be smarter than that. You can't do something dumb like that. So... I hope the crabs was good. You know, it took you down a little notch. You probably shouldn't have did that. That was dumb. But when I seen it, I wasn't like, oh, throw this kid in jail. He's a thug. No. Somebody told a man, hey, come get your crab legs. He's like, I bet, bro, I'm coming. And this is why, you know, I have to question his intelligence a little bit, you know, and I try not to stereotype because our folks did him after every time he talked on the on the mic. But you're Jameis Winston. You are Florida State starting quarterback, national winning, Heisman winning player. And, bro, if I'm not mistaken, this dude had full Florida State hoodie, sweatpants, and hat on.
Oh, man. He wasn't even trying to be inconspicuous or incognito.
And you know what it reminded me of, Big Drake? Do you remember, now again, this tells my sports junkiness, you remember 10 to 15 years ago when Peter Warwick, Florida State Peter Warwick, what Florida State? Peter Warwick, Florida State?
Yeah, he played
Florida State. Peter Warwick, Florida State, got lost some eligibility for stealing shoes. And he went in with his jersey on.
Oh, wow. I don't remember that.
Got the shoes and walked back out the store.
Wow.
Same setup. I'm sure he was called and told, hey, man, come scoop your shoes up. All the same stuff. But, bro, you don't walk in with your jersey, number 80, whatever, Peter Warren's number 2 or something. You don't walk in with your jersey, Florida State jersey on, in the Foot Locker, pick up a bag of shoes and just walk back out. Come on, dog. Come on, man. So.
I forgot about that, dude. That dude was the truth at Florida State.
He was.
He never really got it going in the NFL.
Nah, he was.
He was the truth at Florida State.
Throw it in the air. That's all Peter wants you to do. Throw it in the air. He was either
going to go get him on one of them bubble screens or whatever.
Yeah, man.
He just cross you over, juke you up so smooth and so quick, break your legs. It was good.
Peter Warwick was the bomb, man. The
problem is that when you go pro, everybody's fast.
That's right. Those moves kind of don't work anymore. All right, man, so it's a couple other things before we wrap up the segment and then get to the basketball. Last week, I think, or Monday, NCAA reached a settlement agreement with the people that were suing them based off of the EA Sports games, the college players that were suing them all based off the EA Sports game. Uh-huh. They did reach a settlement agreement of $20 million, I think. Now, I've tried to search down. I have not been able to find. I don't know how much this equates to the people that's going to get a cut of that $20 million. I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $37.26, but I can't confirm or deny that. All I want to know from all y'all that's going to get y'all $37, was it worth it for me not to have college football this year? That's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. Was it really worth it? Was your $37 worth me not having a college football game, man? And the trial started yesterday for the lawsuit with Ed O'Bannon as the main plaintiff.
Yeah.
And they had Ed O'Bannon on the witness stand, and I read some of the testimony to where Ed just pretty much said, you know, he believes that, you know, all the money they produce every weekend for televised sports, you know, they deserve a part of it because, again, so much money is being generated, especially from watching these people on TV. And so somebody proceeded to say, well, what about all the high school games that are televised on ESPN?
Uh-huh.
He proceeded to say, well, if they're making money off of it, then yes, they should be compensated. Then they said, well, what about all the Little League baseball games that are shown on ESPN? Well, yes, if they're making money off, they should be compensated. Yeah, Ed, that probably just screwed your case up right there. You just said that all the Little League kids should get paid too. You're dismissed, and your case is too. So, I want to say this. I do think it's going to be interesting developments as we navigate through these waters. This comes on the brink of Mike Slive coming out and saying, and I haven't read really in depth all the verbiage around how he said it, but the quotes I read out of was saying pretty much that if the NCAA doesn't approve or let the SEC start paying the value of what it costs to go to college to these kids, then they would be willing to branch off and form their own division with some of the other leagues. I don't know if you've read that yet.
I'm not.
Yeah. So Mike Slide pretty much said, hey, we want to be able to get these kids. Now, not necessarily, he may have said add a stipend, I don't remember. But what he is essentially saying is, I want to give kids the cost of going to school.
Yeah.
And if y'all don't want to do that, he named out the other leagues. He said particularly the Big Ten, the Pac-12, Big 12, and I want to say the Pac-10 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Would consider forming a separate league or something.
Huh.
Bro, you got to have some big old kahunas, and you got to have a lot of clout with it, which the SEC does, to be able to come up and say, all right, we don't think this right. You either rectify it or we out.
Yeah.
So I think the next year and a half is going to be very interesting for the world of college athletics and see how this thing plays out. I don't know what your take is on it.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be so bad if the money wasn't so gigantic.
That's right.
You know, when it comes to college sports, you know, college football in particular, I mean, the money is catastrophic.
It is.
I mean, it's major, major, major money. And just the whole totality of you know, season ticket holders, not a student section. Of course, the students get in at a very discounted rate, but, you know, you got people paying $2,000 for one set of season tickets.
Yeah.
Now, that's on the cheap end. I mean, you know, that's on the cheap end. So just think about, you know, in just using Jordan Hare as an example, that stadium is always packed, and they got suites and galore, just like every other SEC school, a big Division I school in the nation has. And Then you go off of concession sales. Then you go off of apparel sales. Then you go off of TV deals. I mean,
SEC Network starts out this year.
So what?
The SEC Network launches this month.
Yes, they got their own network. I mean, the money is just so catastrophic, and the players, and I'm just looking at me. I was nobody. Nobody wouldn't come to see me play.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm looking at, you know, just look at the people I played with. I played with Cadillac, Ronnie Brown, Carlos Rogers, Carlos Dansby, Jason Campbell. And I'm just going to start right there. I can keep going, but I'm just going to start right there. All those guys have had significant years in the NFL. And where they get compensated for what they did in college. I'm saying, I remember having to give Ronnie Brown rides to and from class and to different places because he didn't have a vehicle. Now, I was fortunate enough where I had a vehicle, you know, through my parents. But people are there to see Ronnie Brown. They were there to see Cadillac. They were there to see Jason Campbell. And for them, you know, we talked, I think the last time we talked about something similar to this is when Shabazz Napier talked about how he went to bed hungry.
Yeah.
Not hungry for a win, like hungry because my stomach empty hungry.
Right.
And how on Saturdays, you know, Saturdays and Sunday, you know, Friday evening, I mean, hey, you ain't eat. You ain't eat that last so bad soul. It was a rough weekend for you. But yet, I can go out and buy a number 23 jersey for $100.
Right.
You know, this is a power, so it ain't cheap. But, you know,
this man,
true enough, it doesn't have his name on the back of the jersey, but we know who 23 is.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So, I'm all about compensating. I still think it needs to be based on, because this is my belief, we still want to empower these kids. I think that some parts of this world, like your Donald Sterling, they don't want minorities to be empowered. Or if it's not a minority thing, they don't want kids to be empowered. So I still think it has to be based on academics, so to speak. So if you come and play 4 years at my university and graduate, that's the key word, you have to graduate with a degree, at the end of your career, you will make $200,000. If you get a master's degree, that's another $100,000. Some type of something, because when you do it across the board, it still has to be fair. It has to be fair, and also in levels. So if I work for the sheriff's office and I get paid X amount of money, I know the person who works for the Secret Service is going to make more than me. So it still has to be that way. If I'm at the SEC, I should make more than people in the SWAC.
Right.
Some people may not agree with that, but that's the reality of it. The SWAC ain't signing million, billion-dollar contracts for TV. So it has to be equal on that aspect. And it still has to be levels on team. If we're going to be real about this thing, you know, I'm going to use the analogy, I work at the sheriff's office. I'm a corporal. I'm going to make more money than a regular deputy.
That's right.
My captain is going to make more money than me.
That's right. Natural progression.
Yeah, so if I'm the starting quarterback and we're talking about a compensation entity, I need to make more money than a field goal holder.
Realistically, you know,
you know,
walk-on long snapper should not get the same pay I get.
Correct. Yeah. And as you know, I'm going to start running back. You know, that wouldn't be fair because the pressure is not on the walk-on deep snapper like it is on me to average 100 yards a game, to score so many touchdowns, and all that stuff. So
other than his family with the 6-7 jersey on.
Yeah. So, it's not going to be as easy as people think it will be. Oh, I just played them. I mean, it's a lot of different equation that's going to have to be involved in it if we're going to do it and consider it fair.
And I think what's driving this argument, though, just as you said, you mentioned all these various revenue streams just out of the stadium itself for the locale. Mm-hmm. and then throw on top. So I did just pull the numbers. They're estimating that each SEC school potentially earnings would reach $34 million apiece per school.
Wow.
So their payout, the breakdown is $21 million from the current ESPN and CBS contract in the SEC television arrangement. The SEC network, which is still there as well, $1.5 million per school. Postseason football, $7 million per school. Sharing major conference playoff deal, $50 million, splitting that. Splitting $40 million for the BCS, the Sugar Bowl tie-in. Splitting $6 million for one team making the semifinals because we know one of us is going to be there. $4 million for one team in the so-called host bowl, one of the little outside bowl games. Then $5 million from the SEC basketball tournament. $15 million from the SEC football championship game. $4 million per school for other various SEC venues totals up to $34 million.
Wow.
Per school. In addition to all the funds you just talked about from your venue itself. That's the extra check.
Yeah.
How you split that up, bro? Do you give, because, you know, SC Network going to have a lot of filler stuff, too. There's going to have to be some swimming. There's going to have to be some golf. There's going to be some whole other stuff on there, too, to fill out the network. Do you pay the women's golf players? Do you pay the swimming and diving team?
I think you're going to have to if we're going to talk about all student athletes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it's just not going to be on the same level as the football team. And that might ruffle some feathers, but I mean, sometimes people don't want to be honest. And people say, well, a student athlete is a student athlete. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because
let's be honest, all that created equal.
Yeah, because now Auburn, we have a great swimming
championship winning.
But that's not pulling in millions of dollars as the football team does.
No revenue generated.
Yeah, so a swimmer ain't going to make much money. A swimmer ain't going to probably make as much money as the walk-on D-snapper.
That's right.
You know, and I think sometimes people have a hard time of just being real. Just like I know that Secret Service agent is going to make more money than me. That's just what it is.
It's understood. So, that's his title versus yours.
Yes, that's his title versus mine. So,
but
It's going to be a daunting task to kind of to head that on. I mean, and that alone would take years to set up. I mean, you don't have to set up like a pay scale.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're at this type of Division I school playing this specific sport and you are a starter or a backup or a walk-on for this position, it's literally going to have to be somewhat of a pay scale. And who in the world is going to do that?
Or, you know, what you could do, this, though. I think Mike Slav is kind of on the right direction, though. Mm-hmm. First of all, let's start with giving the full value of what it costs for a student to go to college. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Start there. They made one step by giving unlimited meals, okay? Let's make a little more, as in, you know, some provisions, because, again, these kids cannot have a job. They can't work, especially in football. These student athletes cannot work. It's against the rules. So, you know, allow me to be able to sustain living in college, all right? Then, like I said, based on some percentages, some scales, set up a stipend, and you may not do it versus talent because that could be too subjective. I don't know that you do it off percentage of playing time. That'd be too subjective. But do it based off of, maybe just do it based off of strictly off of seniority. So, you know, at least let all the seniors get paid good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and when I say good, I mean, keep it within the confines of a stipend. You know, hey, all the seniors getting $500 extra a month. You know, and break it down after that. $400, $300, $200. You know, whatever you got to do, because at least then you can do it across the board. And then for each sport, it's based off of your percentage of revenue brought in.
Yeah.
So swimming and diving, we're going to have a base minimum that you can split between the team.
Kind of like minimum wage.
Yeah, it's the minimum wage for all sports. And then as revenue is generated, you increase your percentage on up to getting to what the football bring in, you know, because you'll have basketball and football going to be your top two, depending upon the school, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, I think, like I said, I think we're on to something. I think we're going to have to do it. And I think these lawsuits are going to bring it out.
Yeah.
But, and the reason, and, you know, you said catch a flag, but I think even the justification for that, how many career-ending injuries have you seen in the swimming and diving team?
Yeah.
How many career-ending injuries have you seen off the golf team? You got cats that's in wheelchairs today from football.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Quan them got the cat down there at Tulane. Louisville got the cat to go around talking all the time. Their life will never be the same. And this other thing Mike Sly put in. He said that he didn't say stipend. He said the full cost of tuition and full medical benefits. That's what he said. Full medical benefits.
Ooh, I like that.
And that's because, again, just like that reference, the cat from Louisville, he was given all he could for that university. He has to be careful for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
How do you do that? You know what I'm saying? When I injured myself on your watch, as a representative of your organization.
Yeah.
So I think you have to figure a way out to do that. So, man, that's some of the stuff going on. Bro, we gonna take a break, man. We're going to come back. We're going knee deep into basketball, man. NBA all around. We're going to talk about Lance Stevens. We're going to talk about the Charlotte Bobcats getting in the playoffs. They got swept, but they got there. We're going to talk about, you know.
And speaking of the Bobcats, you know they got their name back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, they were the Bobcats. Now the Charlotte Hornets back. We're going to talk about, you know, Oklahoma City and their collapse. Well, I don't know if it was a collapse or they just got their butt beat. We're going to talk about today, kind of, I don't know if it was formally announced, but I know it's been discussed. Derek Fisher becoming the new head coach of the Knicks. I don't know how that's going to work out, but we'll see. That's a ton. And again,
he's just going to be somebody that's going to do what Phil say.
That's right. And that's really all. Phil said pretty much that's what he wanted to hire.
Yeah, because at first they were looking at Steve Kerr.
Yep.
So it's ironic the people that you had in mind for these jobs are your former players.
Oh, you haven't read all the stories. Okay, so that's been out on the front end. Like, he hasn't been shy about that.
Okay.
Yeah, he's put that out. Every person he interviewed was somebody that's out of his system.
Oh, okay.
Those are the only candidates he was really considering. He interviewed Doug Collins and one or two others, but every person he was majorly considering was all people out of his system. The entire staff, the people he is considering for the staff, Bill Cartwright, Craig Hodges.
He's on the cult over there.
It's
all he needs.
He is not secretly, covertly. I am hiring former Phil Jacksonites to be on this to rebuild the Knicks with.
Wow.
He going all in, bro. So
but you know what? If I was the Knicks, I'd let him do his thing.
Hey.
That's what I bought him there for.
He got all the championship. He got the rings to back himself up.
Yeah. You know, do you think, Phil?
This was ironic to me, though. Did you know Derek Fisher signed the biggest contract of his career to coach?
Yeah, I did know that. Ain't that funny? It's
like, they said it's only twice had he ever made at least $5 million in a season. So
wow.
he came up by deciding to retire. I think he made my decision a long time ago. So,
for real.
So, man, we're going to come back. We're going to hit all the NBA, man. Hey, man. This is where we belong. Right here. On the air with our family, man. I love it. Hey, we're going to give y'all we can for the time we back. So, we're going to try to get back in here. But we're going to hit it hard today, man. We're hitting it hard. It's your boy, man. King Pit, Big Drake, Made Man Radio Show. We back. Tell her, mama, we back.
Yeah, I'm trotting around in my city. Miss for living. Again, 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 again
for living.
I got mad love for my mama, mad love for my daddy. For the fact that they were married, had my sister, then they had me. Plus my little sister Roslyn, she the baby of the household. All of us PKs when I was 18, I was out your head. My first car, I was swerving. Money, I was earning. System in the whip, also the rim, plus I was burning. Peep it, I had clout, though. Every single DJ in the city was like, this dude here be spitting out that hot flow. That was 98, so there I go showing age again. I talk to these rappers and they all love me cause I show them respect like my next the king. Turn up firm, show them people that real hope, that real love, that sound doctrine. What y'all think? I don't care regardless. At all. Social club in the building, we got this. We're here. And we're the best just in case you forgot this. Just in case. Fernie, baby, don't sleep on my talent. Straight terrible, aren't we all? But he smashed the enemy like Donkey Kong.
I don't need your yes, I don't need your no. I can do this on my own, no, I'm talking about. I don't need your yes, I don't need your no. Just ride around in my city. Miss for living, miss for living. Ride around in my city, miss for living, miss for living.